On my sofa today, I have Paul and Mary from the Desardi Experiment.
Hello.
Hello.
Now, it's a very unusual band name for a start, so where did that come from?
It came from a book I was reading at the time. It's by Frank Herbert, who's the author of Dune. Pretty strange book, but kind of science fiction based on some pretty wacky ideas, but I was kind of enjoying it as I was reading it and thought the name sounded quite ambiguous, quite good, kind of similar to the kind of music that we wanted to write. Had a certain feel to it that was a bit kind of mysterious. People didn't really have a particular image that formed when they saw the name, so I thought we'd go with that.
That sounds good. How did you get together?
Well, I met Paul through university and we lived together for a while. Then come sort of last July, we started gigging and singing together.
Yeah, we just started jamming, just the two of us. We used to go around to Mary's house and we just have a play around with some ideas, try and come up with some song structures. Then we kind of got to the point where we were looking for a bassist, so we want to get out and play some gigs. So we found this guy called John who had put an ad up on Gumtree, and we just answered his ad and met up with him, had a bit of a jam, just took it from there really.
Gumtree seems to be quite a good place to find band members, I've noticed. So this is the very difficult question. How exactly would you describe your music? It's sort of instrumental rock but a bit funky and a bit psychedelic.
Yeah, that's quite a difficult question. I guess it's essentially just rock music, but it's got all these different elements, like progressive rock elements, funky.
Well, the three of us have very different musical styles and we all kind of bring those styles to the music, so it's really quite hard to pigeonhole the genre that we're in, but it's very energetic music and it's got a lot of different sections, so we might be quite funky one minute and then heavy the next minute, and suddenly we might go somewhere that you'd never expected, really.
Obviously, because of the way that it's instrumental music, you obviously have to write it in a different way than if it was a rock song as such, where you'd have a verse and a chorus section. So it's more like the way you'd write dance music or classical music even, is it?
Yeah.
So how do you kind of get together and write your music?
Well, generally it starts with an idea, so one of the three of us will have like a riff or maybe just a chord progression or a melody or something, or maybe even two or three ideas, and then that person brings those ideas to practice and then we sort of try and put stuff to those ideas. So we don't really do like the organic jamming sessions that some bands do, and I've been in bands myself where I've done that, but we don't really work like that. We kind of look at ideas and see if they work. If they don't work, then we scrap them, and if they do work, then we put our sound to it, I suppose. And
we have quite a rigorous quality check, really, because as I said before, we have very different styles and genres that we like. So if one person has an idea that we're not all really keen to go with, we have no hesitation in saying that we don't like that and we'll move on and do something else, and we'll try different things and really try and get to a place that we're all happy with. In terms of putting the songs together, we spend a lot of time focusing on structure. Normally we put a basic track down with two or three ideas, lay the groundwork as it were, and then really throw ideas at it and try and evolve it into something that we really like.
Yeah, we don't tend to stick with one idea for too long, so in a song, obviously we haven't got singers, so we have to keep interest levels up. We're trying to create music that is interesting, so it moves quite fast through different ideas. So in some songs we have, there'll be seven or eight different sections that just fit together. That's the hard part, is just fitting all the sections together, making them work. Sometimes they're in different keys, which can be quite difficult.
Sometimes we have different sections that, you know, if you heard them separately, you'd think, no way, they can't be the same song. But, you know, the challenge is to find a way to put them together and make it really work as a track.
Yeah. Sort of making the transition from one section to the other that is seamless.
We put a lot of work into that.
Well, with that in mind, let's hear one of your tracks now.
Yeah, this is just called Desardi, sort of like our signature track name. And it's one of our first songs that we came up with back in July last year, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is Desardi by Desardi Experiment. Thank you. Well, that was Dosadi by the Dosadi Experiment. So how exactly do you get yourself out there and promote yourself, get gigs? Is it flyers or internet or?
We found it's generally internet based, which has actually surprised us. I think we've all been in previous bands and we've been accustomed to the idea of using flyers and posters, and since Facebook especially actually took off, it seems to be a massive outlet for bands to get gigs lined up, and the venues themselves and the promoters, it seems to be quite straightforward and they seem to be upfront about gig opportunities. So like a venue might just put a post up saying, we need some bands, get in touch, please email us, and it's a very direct line of communication with these people. And other bands too, like other bands will post stuff up.
There does seem to be a very kind of active community going on Facebook and other websites as well, and Twitter and YouTube to an extent, which we are on. You can find all our pages on our website as well.
Yes, I have actually noticed on Facebook there is now a Bristol Musician and Artist Exchange group, which people seem to add their friends to, and it certainly seems to be a very good way. I mean, that's why I got you for this interview for a start, but
yeah.
Also, yeah, people who were looking for other band members or collaborations, and even for people doing videos and things as well, it seems to be a good group to join.
Yeah, it's definitely quite useful. I've seen quite a few interesting collaborations happening on there.
With other sites and Facebook, if you kind of like a venue, as it were, or you're involved with them, then anytime they've got space coming up or they want a band to come in, then you can just jump in there like a shot as soon as they say, we're looking for someone. So it's really handy for that.
Plus, having a band profile on Facebook is quite useful because you can put everything on it. You can put your gig dates, your music, your description, who you are, pretty much everything, your photographs, it's all there. And we have a website too, but we generally find Facebook is more beneficial than direct email contact.
So have you got any gigs coming up?
Yes, we've got a gig in the Cooler on the 29th of September, which should be quite interesting. It's a Thursday night. We're playing with a band called Wires and another band called Six Fear Seven. We're on in the middle slot, actually. That's going to be a really good one. And we've got another one on the 8th of October at the Louisiana, which is an all-day festival. They've recently opened up the basement, I think, of the Louisiana, and they're doing a couple of all-day festivals at weekends to try and get things moving along. And I think there's about 12 bands playing altogether, some of really good bands from Bristol. And we're quite pleased to be on that, actually. It's going to be a really good one.
So if anyone wants to contact you, how can they do that?
Yeah, we've got an email address, which is theband@thedosadiexperiment.com.
Just to clarify, that's Dosadi.
Yes, and your website is?
TheDosadiExperiment.com, and all our details are on there. From there, you can link to our Facebook, our Twitter. We've got a YouTube account as well. Our email address is there. Our music is there. You can listen to our music on there. And also, you can look at our gigs coming up. We have adding quite a few gigs to our list, so we've got a few more gigs coming up after October.
Yeah, so if you want to see us, keep a watchful eye on that page, and we'll see where we are.
Okay, well, DosadiExperiment there. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Thank you.